broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
There have been people who called us pedophiles. They've called us perverts.
Thank you, please.
Who is the opposition that we're supporting? Make no mistake, there's a big question mark.
Lawyers, we are offended by preaching from the bench.
You blew it!
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take it through the looking glass each and every night and go places other talk shows only wish they could go. And when I say that, I mean that, man. Because this radio show, like no other in the history of mortal man on this planet, is able to coalesce into a cohesive, strong, and ever-striding force. The listeners of this show to uphold the grand traditions of our flag, of our country, and of our faith. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Right now online, we have live streaming video of our show, live streaming video, and you can take a look at Phil TV in HD at philhendryshow.com. And those of you who are watching Phil TV in HD right now, you are looking at a, we are actually at the Wheeler Hermitage in Northern California. That water is so chilled out, it doesn't move. You see that lake behind me?
It's kind of, is that a baptismal fount or something?
I don't know if it's a, what do you mean baptismal fount? It's some kind of... It's a beautiful pool of water here, and beautiful evening here. 877-876-PHIL. Now, Robert Greene is going to be joining us because we want to talk about a story out of Albany, New York, and this is a story that is, it's an amazing story, and Mr. Greene himself, CEO of Fraser Foods, a grocery chain in the Southwest, has had experience with this, and just to give you the thumbnail sketch, a group of employees who regularly play an office pool in the New York State Mega Millions Lottery, this group of employees played a number, and they won. But here's the problem. One of the men, one of the people who usually played with them, they had a group of seven or eight people, he decided he wasn't feeling lucky. And so he bowed out that night. He wasn't going to buy a ticket with them in this one particular instance. And guess what? They wind up winning $319 million. Seven lottery pool players. They won last week's $319 million Mega Millions jackpot. They could have had an eighth member, but the co-worker who regularly played opted out because he wasn't feeling lucky. And all kinds of jokes can be made here, including, well, yeah, you weren't, you know.
He wasn't lucky and didn't play.
No, he wasn't lucky. You're right. He wasn't feeling lucky. He didn't act lucky, and he wasn't lucky. Robert Greene, as I mentioned, with Fraser Foods here in Southern California, he's the CEO. And you had a similar situation, Bob. I know that we want to talk with you about last October that my understanding is still sort of pending. And maybe you can give us some information on that. In any event, though, Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil, and great to be on your program this evening.
And thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Last October, you had six employees who purchased a ticket, and let me just get my my fact sheet up here. They purchased a ticket in one of the California Mega Million games, and all six of them won. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. They won a jackpot of $62 million, and it was a nice chunk of change for a group of people who were six of my checkers in our Buena Park store. It was certainly a big moment for them. There's no question about it.
All right. These people, six of them, right?
There were six initially, yeah.
And my understanding is that you... as the owner of the store, have made a claim to some of that. Can you tell me, $62 million, is that $62 million in one lump sum, or how does that work out?
No, the math is it's $62 million if they take it over the 20-year period. It is $42 million in one lump sum. They opted to take it in one lump sum, which I did agree with.
And now, just so we know, you didn't buy a ticket with these people, did you?
No, I did not buy a ticket with them, as I've told the press many, many times. But that's really not what we're claiming now. We are claiming that they purchased this ticket as a part of an office pool. That office, of course, is mine. It's my store that they bought it in. They purchased it across the street at a 7-Eleven, which was near, obviously, our store where they worked, and they never would have been in that 7-Eleven had they not been in my employ. So there's five or six legal points that my attorney has drawn up and that we will present to the courts once we have a chance.
Now, all right, so you're litigating this. This is the thing that I think is interesting. The other man in this Albany, New York case, and I got to tell you, I've got a few strong opinions on this, you know.
Boy, I'm sure you do.
All right, but before I get to those, I want to get the facts. This guy in Albany, New York, he's not their employer. He's just a guy, an eighth guy. Would you recommend to this guy that he make some claim?
No, I would not. He doesn't have any right to it at all. He was just somebody that played in the pool with them. And, you know, there's an old saying, if you've ever heard it, if you snooze, you lose. And
of course I've heard it.
All right. Well, I just heard it myself last. I don't know if it's that common, but I thought it was a very good saying. I just heard it myself last week. Is it common? Or
if you snooze, you lose is a pretty old.
All right. But I told, because I told the man that produces your show, Mr. Runt.
Rance?
Mr. Rance. I said, this is different, because he asked me the same question. He said, well, what about this guy in New York? And I said, he's out of luck. I said, I'm not out of luck because I own the store. And I could hear Mr. Rance asking another question, but by then I was hanging the phone up.
So you think this is pretty cut and dried?
I think there's no question, Phil, that the ticket was purchased by my employees. It was an office pool that took place in my store. They purchased the ticket across the street at a 7-Eleven that they would never have been in had it not been for being in my employ. They, I think, owe their aggressive nature when it comes to this kind of thing to working for me. I have always been an individual that tried to inspire my employees. And I think on a previous program I told you that I regularly drive to the Buena Park store in the latest car I got is the new Mercedes that I have. I regularly drive wearing the suits that I do. I want people to see, I want my employees to see, you know, that I don't have that much money, but I've got a lot of money. I don't have as much money as they think I do. And so $6 million is going to feel pretty good.
And you feel, all right, now, if these people are taking the $42 million lump sum payment, that means they get, there's six of them, they would get $7 million.
That is correct.
All right. But if they share with you, they get $6
million. That is absolutely correct.
So they're going to lose $1 million.
Well, they're not losing anything. I feel I have a right to this money. These are checkers that are women that make $7 an hour. So the fact that they're going to get $6 million, you might as well say to them, and I say this with the greatest of respect, they're hard-working women, and I respect all of them very much as far as it goes, but not if they are going to try to keep me from to get my fair share, and then, of course, I don't have respect for them. But I do respect them now, and I think that you go up to a woman that checks groceries for $7 an hour, And
so you don't pay them very well.
I pay them very. That is minimum wage, Mr. Henry. I don't know what you mean by that, but I pay them very well.
Well, you're paying a minimum wage. I would imagine a lot of these women, they're not all young girls.
No, a lot of them are in their 40s, and we have two in their 50s. But that's got that is why when you give them you give $6 million to somebody like that, and to them you have opened up. You know, what's the book that I read to my daughter one night when she was a kid? Alibaba and the 40 Thieves?
I don't know.
Well, they have a big cave full of gold or something.
I don't know, but so you're saying it's a fortune?
It's a lot of money.
All right, well, Mr. Green, and our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Robert Green has six checkers in his grocery store that won a Mega Millions game here in California for $62 million. And he feels that he, as the owner of the store, as the owner of the office where the office pool took place, should be cut in as a seventh member. Now, I would say to you, and I'm sure that this doesn't come as a surprise, that they earned this money. This is their money. For you to want to be cut in...
How did they earn it? I'm curious.
Just let me finish. For you to want to be cut in on this money, Bob, begs... it defies logic. You have said to me, yes, you own the store, and yes, you this, and yes, you that. But here are people who are $7 an hour employees. This is a big load of money for them. And an extra million is an extra million. That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of zeros, as the man says.
Don't I know it? But you're thinking that...
Wait a minute. You're the guy that pulls up at the store every night, every morning, parks a Mercedes, gets out in the beautiful Italian suits that you wear, which I don't know how much they cost.
Phil...
You told me you bought an Italian suit when? About a month ago for $3,000?
That is a gross exaggeration.
You said it was up there. And all of these things put together, you want a piece of their winnings. Now, have you filed suit? You have, haven't you?
We have filed what we've asked for is the court to enjoin the dissemination of these monies until such time as my attorney can look over the facts of this and very carefully prepare a challenge. My attorney has made note of the fact that I was not aware, if I'd been made aware, that we could have worked something out beforehand. The fact that I found out that my aunt has died, the fact that there's a lot of things that have happened.
And your aunt died.
There are a lot of things that have happened that have made my life very difficult. And to be cut in for a piece of these winnings makes sense, is logical, and we feel is within my rights as the.
I'm just going to say to be a $7 an hour checker and to have this opportunity come along and win this amount of money, and then to have your boss stick his nose in and say I get some of that.
Mr. Henry, I'm going to say something right now that most employers understand. You don't really believe that someone was going to win $62 million that worked for me, and I wasn't going to have something to say about whether I got a piece of that. Look at the success that I've had in my life.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. That's exactly what I think. They win their money, and they get their money, and you don't say anything about it.
I have had the success that I've had in life, Phil, first and foremost because I don't let $62 million just walk out the door. Of course I was going to say something about it. You don't have the kind of success. Did they really think that a man like me was going to just allow this to happen? So that's why I've asked my attorney to look into it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number on the Phil Henry Show. Robert Greene, the owner of Fraser Foods, who believes that he's entitled to a piece of the Mega Millions won by six of his employees. He didn't buy a ticket. He didn't put in any money. He wasn't even a part of this office pool. But the fact that employees of his have hit this lottery, he believes he gets a piece of the winnings. And he says it because he owns the office, he owns the business. They wouldn't have been at the 7-Eleven where they bought the ticket if they didn't work for him, so on and so forth. 877-876-PHIL. And I think the guy, this is the closest thing to highway robbery you could possibly imagine. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, radio for patriots by patriots, and our Patriot line is open at 877-876-7445. Robert Greene joining me from Fraser Foods. The story from Albany, New York today. It's a heart-wrenching story, and it's also one of Great Happiness. A group of friends and fellow employees purchase a lottery ticket. Well, seven of them hit the jackpot, $319 million. But the one guy that used to buy the ticket with them every week decided against purchasing the ticket this week. Now, Robert Green is joining me. Mr. Green has had a similar situation. Although you were never in this pool with these employees, they purchased this ticket, they won, and you want to cut yourself in.
Well, let's talk about this, Phil, for a second. I want to cut myself in, huh? Where was the common decency of these people in Albany, New York, whose friend purchased a ticket with them every week, except for this one time, and they win the $319 million? And I would think that common decency would dictate that they would let this man have a share.
Well, maybe they would, and maybe they wouldn't. But what you're doing is you're suing your employees.
I am not suing my employees.
Well, what do you got a lawyer doing?
Well, I am protecting my rights, as this man should in Albany, New York. He should protect his rights, because I think he has rights. I think he has rights. I think every week he pitched in money, and just this one week he forgot or whatever. You know, big deal. They ought to have common decency. And I said to my employees, I said, what about me? And they looked at me as if I had hit all of them with a frying pan or something. You should have seen the stupid look on their faces when I said to this one lady, Bonnie, I said, Bonnie, do you think that in seriousness I should get a share? And she almost started laughing at me. And boy, I'll tell you, if there's one thing I don't like, and I realize this is a personal problem, but I don't like it when women laugh at me. And she is a woman, obviously, and she laughed. And, boy, I think if anything pushed me over the edge and made me want to go and get a lawyer.
Well, you know what? Your personal problems, psychological or otherwise.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means, Bob. Come on. I've known you for a long time. I don't want to hear about you putting your own personal insecurities off on other people having to do with whether you get a piece of this or not. 877-876-7445. Jason in San Antonio, Texas. Hold the line here for just a second, Jason, because I'm constantly making this mistake and my guys are... okay, Jason in San Antonio, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Yeah, I think this guy is absolutely out of his mind. I mean, to think that he has absolutely 100% no right to that money, because he's saying that, you know, since he was in my business and this and that, well, that means that everybody that those people have ever come across in their entire life gets a piece of that pie. You know?
No, that's ridiculous. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they bought
exactly
that.
That's what you're saying. That's
no,
exactly
I'm saying everybody.
Saying, oh, well, they were in my store. They wouldn't have been there if it weren't for the 7-Eleven. Well, they wouldn't have been in the 7-Eleven
right.
If it weren't for the 7-Eleven. So does the 7-Eleven, does all their employees get a piece of the pie? How about I get a piece of the pie because I heard it on the radio? Hey, I'm a part of it now.
Hey, kid, you want a piece of pie, you're going to have to go out and work for that. I ain't going to give it to you. But I'll tell you this much. They were on my... They were in my store, and what are you talking about? They work for me, and all of a sudden, they got $62 million, and I'm going to stand there and not say anything? No, come on.
How about this?
Well,
they didn't say nothing when you were paying a minimum wage. You got to be kidding me. Who pays people minimum wage anymore? Are you serious? What world are you in? Are you trying to get? You're one of them guys that try to get away with whatever you can, and that's what you're. This is a perfect example right here. You're trying to get away with as much as you can, only because
these are very difficult times. These are very difficult times, and the times that we're in are very difficult. And the minimum wage, well, you don't think there's a recession on? Because I got news for you, there is.
Who cares?
Nobody cares
what's going on. We're talking about
you
personal
work for a
problems right now. We don't care. We're not talking about the world. See, that's where you're getting confused.
We are talking about the world.
No, we're not. No, this man's right.
No,
we're not talking about the world. We're talking about your problem, Bob, when this woman laughed at you.
I don't like a woman laughing
at me.
That's
another
what
thing. I would have laughed at you, too. I wish I could see you right now so I could laugh at you. Not to disrespect you, but just to laugh because... I can't believe someone would actually think they have a right. Like, what if I go out and buy a lottery ticket right now? No matter who I work for, whatever, I go out and buy a lottery ticket. Now all of a sudden, well, he worked for me. Well, I work for, you know, I work for about 10 different companies. You think all 10 of those?
I wouldn't say that. But I would say that if you said to me right now, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket, and you didn't, you won, you'd have to talk to me about it because you included me in on your decision.
So what's the difference between...
What?
So just because someone works for you, they have to... It's like they're going to report to you because they want...
Exactly. They have to report to me their winnings if they win in the race.
All right, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show, 877-877.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I was just looking at the trailer to a lottery ticket.
Well, you're looking at the trailer to lottery ticket because I know why you're looking at the trailer to lottery ticket. Bow Wow's in that, and he's the one that smacked Cat Stacks. And you think that's funny. And
no, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all. I'm just looking at the lottery ticket trailer because I was looking for the story of that group of people. What is that supposed to mean?
Mr. Henry, this group of employees of mine purchased a lottery ticket. They purchased a lottery ticket, and I have asked them, in all good conscience and out of sheer decency, to cut me in as a partner. The video of Bow Wow slapping Cat Stacks and saying to her, and I am quoting directly, "Apologize, bitch," what's different about that and what's happening to me? Nothing.
Wait. Say that again. No, you know, you are really asinine with a comment like that, Bob, as much as I respect you. You know...
Well, you have no respect for me. If you're saying to me that I...
Well, you're telling me that Bow Wow slapping Cat Stacks is the same as what's happened to you.
Figuratively, yeah. They have slapped me out of a... They've slapped me off a bar stool. And they're leaning over me, all six of these checkers, because I am their boss. I'm the man that gave them this job. And now they lean over me, triumphant, saying... Apologize, bitch. Apologize, bitch. And I tell you, Phil, excuse my language, but I'm no one's bitch. And
you really got this thing worked up in your head like you're entitled to money that was... You're the boss. You're the guy parking the Mercedes outside. You're the guy that's lording it over everybody. And you're the guy that now wants to get a piece of what these people have earned. Here's Michael in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for accepting my call.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Green, I think that you're a dirty, underhanded opportunist. Now, these ladies have been working, struggling, making minimum wage for you. And you don't know if they just living paycheck to paycheck. They may have five or six kids by themselves. They don't have no, you know, they got a little piece of sunshine and you're trying to take it away from them. I don't think that's right at all.
No, I'm not trying to take it away from them. I simply want a taste.
But you want a taste. You sound like some mafia crew chief or something. You want a taste.
I beg you, Mr. Henry, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Out of all of the people, it's been a lot of people that have pools for the lottery at a lot of jobs, and none of those people ask for anything. So why should you get anything?
Well, I don't understand.
If you say that they smacking you in the face, I think that they should smack your whole head off.
Sir, I disagree. I think they're treating me the way a violent man treats a woman. And no man wants to be treated... Look, these are six women who basically have me on the floor and their posse is digitally recording it with their cell phones and they're saying, apologize, bitch. Now,
well, you really got something going on in your head with that. And
what does that mean?
It means I don't know what's going on with you about apologize, bitch, and you don't like women laughing at you. This is something that's personal with you. This is something that has to do with, I think, pardon me for saying this, a mental problem.
Well, Mr. Henry, you have bit off a little more than you can chew there because that's actionable.
No, it isn't. It's an opinion. And I got to ask this gentleman here, Michael, don't you think it's mental?
I think that he got some mental issues going on, too, to think that somebody's supposed to give him part of their winnings. I don't understand that. I could, Mr. Green, I could be your child. And I won that money, and I ain't about to give you none of it. Because
you're
I don't
my
have
child,
to.
You have to give it to me. You've got to give it to me if I'm your father.
I don't have to. I'm a grown man. I'm a 47-year-old man. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, but you said that if you were my child.
No, but you show off your Mercedes in front of those people, and I'm sure that some of them ladies don't even have a car. You know,
what about that, Bob?
Opportunity to get everything and to solve a lot of their problems, and you're trying to make it hard. You're trying to make it so they can't even get the money right now.
I pull that Mercedes into the lot every morning to show them what it is that someone has something like that. I don't know if they're going to have one. Well, now they will. And that's the other thing. They quit their jobs as soon as they learned that they had won this lottery money, and this is going to sound petty.
I don't blame them for that.
They robbed me of the opportunity to fire them.
They robbed you? What?
I wouldn't continue to work for minimum wage if I won either. That wouldn't make much sense.
I can't afford to pay them more. And you know why? Because I don't have the money. If they cut me in for a taste...
If the ladies left the job, you know every time when somebody leaves the job, it's somebody else waiting to step right in. So why don't you just get some more people and pay them minimum wage like you was doing?
I can tell you this, that if I do that, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. But if I do that, that means that I'm waiving my right to the earnings.
Oh, man, you've got some really screwy ideas, and I don't know who your lawyer is.
Well, you know what? He is a lawyer, and you're not, Mr. Henry. So
this man is really starting to frustrate me, so I'm going to let you go.
I appreciate your call very much, Michael. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. And I don't blame that guy for saying that.
Well, first of all, you put him up. That gentleman was talking to me on an even keel, and then you put him up to saying that I've got mental problems. And
you're the guy sitting there saying you don't like women laughing at you? And the fact that they, whatever this stuff is about them slapping you off a bar stool.
I was talking about, you said to me, God, this is unfair. Didn't you say to me that you were looking at lottery tickets?
Yeah.
Who's in that movie?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow's in that movie, and he's the guy that slapped her off that chair.
Well, okay, so what, man? Bow Wow's in that movie, and he slapped Cat Stacks. How does that make you her?
You don't get it, do you? He's leaning over me saying, apologize, bitch. Apologize, bitch. Just the way those checkers... forget it. You know
what? It really begins to disturb me, the fact that we're talking about people who won money fair and square.
You know, what this disturbs me, and all of this fancy talk with your listeners, but you don't drive a Mercedes. You don't own a grocery store chain.
No, I don't. I don't. You do. And so why aren't you not happy with that? And I guess you don't make enough money because you've got to take a taste, as you say, or a cut, make them divide that money seven ways instead of six. So you think it's no big deal they're coughing up an extra $1 million. Well, maybe it is a big deal to them. Maybe they need that extra million.
After $7 an hour, and that's another thing I want to mention. You know, people can call me all kinds of names, but I paid them the $7 an hour, and only now do they appreciate what $6 million or $7 million looks like. And if they weren't making the $7 an hour, they would not appreciate the $7 million that they've got. And this all, I think, started when I mentioned Cat Stacks, and I identified with her getting slapped off a bar stool.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll say it again. It disturbed me.
And, yeah, it disturbed you.
Yes, it did. 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go over to Mindy here in San Antonio. Hi, Mindy. Mindy is in San Antonio, and you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mindy, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a question for you. If you had a spike in your business and you made more money than you normally did, were you going to pass that on to your employees?
As if they were shareholders in the business? No, I can't do that. That would be...
Well, why not? They're your employees. You wouldn't be making that extra money if they wouldn't be working for you. So therefore, you should pass on your extra money onto them.
I don't think that it works quite like that because, and I'll tell you
why. Why not? It's the same. It's the same reasoning.
All they're doing is checking groceries. But what I do is provide an inspiration to them as to what it is to have money. Look, can I mention something here, Mr. Henry? If I get a piece of this money, I'm not going to be going out there going to Laughlin, Nevada. I'm not going to be going out there buying motorhomes and sending it down to Mexico to my relatives.
Is that what you think they're going to do with the money?
I don't know. There are things I would do with the money that would actually benefit American business.
Well, give me an example of what you'd do with the money.
There are things I would do. I can't at this time.
Give me an example.
Well, I've got a girlfriend that needs a medical procedure that would benefit American medicine.
Or he'd buy a new car.
Yeah, that benefits American business.
If it's an American car.
No, even if it's a Jaguar, like you drive, which happens to be...
It's assembled in the United States, thank you very much.
No, it's not.
Don't tell me about the car I drive.
I'll tell you this.
I just think you're a very greedy man, and this lady
greedy.
Is laughing at you, sir. This lady's laughing hysterically at you because you're pitiful.
Ma'am, when women laugh at me, it causes...
Oh, I just feel sorry
for
you, sir. I really feel sorry for you.
Why would you laugh at me when you know... Why would you laugh at me when you know that causes me certain problems?
Bob,
because
quit
because
talking.
You have a problem, sir. When you expect these people who are working for minimum wage to cough up money
right.
for you, when you've already got a business and you're making decent money, you should be happy with what you got, and you should be happy for your employees, sir.
Mindy, I want to just ask you one question before you leave. Let's say you were living in the most fall-apart, piece-of-junk motorhome, and you were having to drink rainwater, and you were having to... You know, use an outhouse, and one of your kids hits the lottery for $300 million and doesn't give you a nickel. Now, how do you feel about it?
But they're not your children, sir.
Yeah, Nancy, she doesn't want to answer the question.
She just did. They're not your children. They're not your children.
Well, what does that mean?
They're not your children. They're just your employees, and you don't feel you should share any spike in your earnings with your employees. So why should they? Why should you benefit from their winnings? I hope to God you don't get it, sir, because you don't deserve it. You're a very, very greedy man.
You are very greedy.
Shame on you.
You just lied. A Christian woman, and you lied.
No, she didn't lie at all. She's being very honest. Thank you very much, Mindy, for your call.
Thank you, sir.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. She was being very, very honest.
No, she lied because I asked her, what would you do, and she wouldn't answer, and she put it all on me. And I think that that's really what we're talking about, Bill. We are talking about the American people here who will not be honest and say, if I employed six women, minimum wage women, who I know are going to
send the money back to Mexico. You know, you've got all kinds of assumptions going on here that you can't prove one way or the other, and it doesn't make any difference if they send the dough back to Mexico. And you think you're going to do better?
Absolutely, I would do better.
But what's this medical procedure for your girlfriend?
That's none of your business.
Oh, okay, but I'm supposed to trust that it will go to American business.
It's a breast enlargement, and it would go to an American plastic surgeon.
Oh, and a human breast milk business?
It's the baby doll. Oh, you don't know anything, do you? It's the baby dolls that they use for human breast milk.
And you're going to go into business doing what?
Selling them. Phil, the attitude, and you're going to go into business doing what? I know what I'm doing, okay? Disc jockey. Don't tell me.
I'm not a disc jockey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Talk show host. And if I got to keep watching this Rhonda Shear and these brassiere ads that she keeps doing, I'm going to go out of my mind. I'm going to put my head right through my big screen TV.
Put him on hold for a minute, will you? 877-876-PHIL. Back with our final segment. Robert Green from Fraser Foods as we talk about... six of his employees who won a Mega Million lottery, $62 million, $42 million, taking the payout now, which is $7 million apiece. Mr. Green has gone to court to force them to cut him in for a share. Why? Because they work for him, because they wouldn't have gone to the 7-Eleven across the street. A whole bunch of reasons, none of which makes sense. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back here. And don't forget, we're on... Phil TV, streaming in HD at philhendryshow.com. Go watch our live streaming video of the show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877
877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Said what?
I got a call from your producer, Mr. Rance, who said that you are mocking me right now with something you're playing on your video cast.
Rance called you and said I'm mocking you.
Yes.
I'm showing the Shirley Jackson, it's a film of the Shirley Jackson short story, The Lottery.
That's a story about people that pull tickets in a lottery to know who wins the right to stone a woman to death. How dare you?
And well, I did say it's a very pivotal story.
A pivotal story?
Yeah.
What's it got to do with me winning a lottery?
It's got to do with, it had to do with a lottery. Look, I don't want to get into a discussion of that. What I am talking with Robert Greene about here, though, is the lottery won by his six employees that he has demanded money from, and you have taken them to court. And what are you suing for?
It's a business lawsuit, Phil. Basically, it's breach of contract.
Breach of what contract? What contract have they breached with you?
The contract, they worked for me, and they received their monies from me, and now they're getting money from the state of California. It doesn't make any sense. I want my lawyer to suss all this out.
And it doesn't make any sense to me, and it isn't going to make any sense to your lawyer either. And now you're calling it breach of contract. You got no contract with minimum wage people. I'm sorry. Vinny in Huntington Beach, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene.
Hey, Phil. I got one question for Bob. Hey, Bob. Let me say, if you won the lottery, and your six employees came up to you and asked you for money, would you give them a taste?
Of course not. It's a different roles. I'm the employer who provides for them the example of successful capitalism, the successful expenditure of dollars and money and capital and investment. I'm the individual that has given them the job that earned them the money to buy the lottery ticket. If they came to me and said, we want a piece, I'd say, well, what have you done for me?
And well, they work for you. What do you mean? They work for you.
They work for me. So they punch buttons on a checking machine, which, frankly, we've got the new self-scan, so.
Sound like one of them greedy, like the billionaires, that when they were asked, how much is enough? And he said, just a little bit more. You know?
I don't know that sounds like something you made up. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I've heard it before.
Women,
I've heard it before.
They're probably working their fingers off the bone and for dirt cheap, and you probably treat them like trash, and now they got their chance for a little taste of happiness, and you want to take it away.
They still have it. They still have it. I'm asking for a piece, which means instead of getting $7 million, they'll get six. Oh, well. That really is killing them.
That's their money to decide what they do with. That's not your money to say, oh, well, let me just take $1 million, and that you guys would be happy with six. They get to decide that. You know, in your line of work, Mr. Greene, I'm sure $1 million is a big difference in any deal that you do.
That's in my line of work. But if you're making $7 an hour, let me ask the gentleman I'm talking to right now, Vinny.
Yeah,
if I gave you $10 million instead of $11 million, are you going to fall on your hands and knees and start crying about it? Of course not, because to you,
I'd want all 11. If the 11 was for me, I'd want it all. I wouldn't want to give you, just toss it. That's like just tossing it out the window.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really, it wouldn't matter, because you don't really get it about those. I mean, you don't really understand that kind of money, do you? And so,
What does that mean, he doesn't understand?
Yes, I do. Of course I do, because I own five or six different grocery stores.
All right, so why you want to take this? So why you want more? You got all this cash. What do you need more for?
Because it's straight business. In my store is where they won the lottery. I'll give you an example. If I take that money, I go to, shall we say, Paris. If they take it, they go on vacation at Laughlin, Nevada. You see the difference? That's,
In other words, you go out of the country and give it to some French hotel, and they keep it in the country.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said. That's exactly what you said. And because they're not going to Paris, you don't think they're good enough? Man, I'll tell you right now, I'd take their Laughlin money before I took yours. Vinny, thanks very much for your call. 877-876-7445 here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have time for one more. Here is Anita in Boston. Go ahead, Anita. You're on with Robert Green.
Burning through the calls, aren't you?
Go ahead, Anita.
Oh, you know what? This man, I wonder if he won the, I wonder if it was him that won the lottery. Would he want us to, would he want us give half of it to his employees?
Of course
I bet you he wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I would not.
Why would you then why should you get any of theirs?
Because I'm the boss.
I
I'm
don't
the
care
one
who
that
you
set
are.
The example. I
You're
set the example for
there.
They'd have to give me the money because I set the example for what it is to be rich.
You set no example for anybody. If that's your example,
yes.
I don't want no part of it.
Well, then, if it was you, Anita, I'd still have to demand that you give me part of your money. See, so,
what?
I don't know where you live. I'd have to demand of you that you give me your money anyway.
I'll tell you, if that was my money, you wouldn't get one dime of it. Not 10 cents.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to cough up.
Phil Hendry.
I said cough up.